Psalms chapter 104. Give glory to the Lord and call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the Gentiles. Sing to him, yea, sing praises to him. Relate all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, O ye seed of Abraham his servants, ye sons of Jacob his chosen. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which he made to Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. And he appointed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting testament, saying, To thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a small number, yea, very few, and sojourners therein. And they passed from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to hurt them, and he reproved kings for their sakes. Touch ye not my anointed, and do no evil to my prophets. And he called a famine upon the land, and he broke in pieces all the support of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold for a slave. They humbled his feet in fetters, the iron pierced his soul until his word came. The word of the Lord inflamed him. The king sent, and he released him, the ruler of his people, and he set him at liberty. He made him master of his house, and ruler of all his possession, that he might instruct his princes as himself, and teach his ancients wisdom. And Israel went into Egypt, and Jacob was a sojourner in the land of Ham. And he increased his people exceedingly, and strengthened them over their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, and to deal deceitfully with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, Aaron the man whom he had chosen. He gave them power to show them signs and his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it obscure, and grieved not his words. He turned their waters into blood and destroyed their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in the inner chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came divers sorts of flies and sinifs in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain, a burning fire in the land. And he destroyed their vineyards and their fig trees, and he broke in pieces the trees of their coasts. He spoke, and the locust came, and the bruccus, of which there was no number. And he devoured all the grass in their land, and consumed all the fruit of their ground. And he slew all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their labor. And he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not among their tribes one that was feeble. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them lay upon them. He spread a cloud for their protection, and fire to give them light in the night. They asked, and the quail came. And he filled them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and waters flowed. Rivers ran down in the dry land, because he remembered his holy word, which he had spoken to his servant Abraham. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. And he gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they possessed the labors of the people, that they might observe his justifications, and seek after his law.